The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 206 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is also licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and Sound Exchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio, and exposure to over 300 million listeners.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Tonight's guest is Tenpenny Gypsy. They're Arkansas singer-songwriters Justin Patterson and Laura Lynn Danley. They've been writing and performing separately as solo artists for years when they decided to form the folk Americana duo Tenpenny Gypsy in 2017. That decision changed their fortunes immediately and put their musical careers onto a new and exciting trajectory. Welcome to the show. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're great. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Sam. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. You guys got some cool music, and I'm very happy that we have you guys on the show tonight. How did you guys meet? Like, what happened that you guys decided to do your own thing together?
We actually met at a songwriting festival over 10 years ago. And as a festival, it was highlighting songwriters. We got to hear each other play, and I think there was definitely an instant attraction to one another's music and maybe even to each other.
All right.
Supported one another in the craft for years and years before we decided, hey, it's time. Let's combine our efforts and create an album together.
So. Yes. Now, we're not sure what attraction happened first. I don't know. That's kind of foggy in my memory. But
yeah. How do you find it different being in a duo as opposed to doing your own thing? What's the biggest difference?
Oh, I tell you, it's, Laura and I both have different styles and we have different backgrounds of where we came from musically. And of course, we have our own personalities as well. We've managed. It's very difficult because now it's a 50-50 thing. You know, it's not a 100% thing, but the music is always the most important. And we knew when we met that we had a very, very neat kind of eclectic mix, you know, if you put our two styles together. And so we just try to treat that first, you know, we try to put that first when we're making all of our decisions, but it's not like it used to be. That's a very good question to ask.
Well, yeah. You're saying it's not 100% Justin Patterson anymore or 100% Laura Lynn Danley music anymore. Yeah, it's like I think it takes the best of both of us and creates something even more beautiful, I think, even more strong. And yeah, I mean, everybody struggles with differences in time, especially, you know, what may feel like a great divide at times. But if you can see the beauty in your differences, it creates something even more beautiful, even stronger. And I believe we're the better for it.
Absolutely. How do you guys start your songwriting process as a duo? Do you start with melody? Does one person do the music? The other does lyrics? How do you guys do that?
Well, I think that kind of when we write individually, Laura and I have different styles. We collaborate some, but I think most of the Tenpenny Gypsy songs have come kind of from each of us bringing a song to the collective, you know, and then we try to see how we can brand it into the Tenpenny Gypsy style from there. So there's, you know, it would have to come down to our individual songwriting styles.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say the only song we really collaborated on in this most recent album is Lovely Melancholy. And there's a story behind that, of course, like there is with every song. But he's right. You know, I think we, as we met as individual songwriters, we both had a plethora of music. And Justin's really good at knowing which songs really kind of come together to tell one complete story. And so we agree on which songs, you know, work together on one album.
Yeah. How do you guys decide if a song is going to make the cut? Do you run it by someone other than the two of you?
Well, we have had the tremendous fortune of working with Anthony Crawford. And Anthony Crawford goes back to the Neil Young days, the International Harvesters. Anthony was part of that. The Shocking Pinks band that Neil Young had, Anthony was part of that. And he's been all over the world, played on all the stages, been in all the recording studios. And so he is the guy that, you know, I always think I have a pretty good idea of what songs can kind of meet the muster, if you will.
Sure.
But yeah, Anthony is the guy. I mean, he's got a tremendous ear, and he's produced both of our first two albums. And
I send a batch to him and kind of get his feedback on what he thinks are the strongest songs for an individual album.
Sure.
Yeah.
So he produces for you guys. He's like the producer.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. That's one word of many hats he wears, it seems.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your background. When did you guys first get the musical bug? Were you kids? Were you teenagers?
Yeah, I like to tell the story the very first time that my mother put me on the stage. I was 4 years old, and I was at church. I was singing in a quartet with my brothers, and that's when I got started.
Okay. How about you, Justin?
Yeah, I was, my dad raised me on Merle Haggard, and, you know, at some point in the 70s, I got the bug for the singer-songwriter thing. And so James Taylor, Jackson Browne, Gordon Lightfoot, even John Denver, which is amazing. It used to not be cool to be a John Denver guy. But but he was such a great songwriter. And I kind of, you know, from a guitar stylings standpoint is where I really picked up on that. And that gave my songs kind of more of a folk tinged sound that you can pick up on the Ten Penny Gypsy songs.
Yeah. My singing was really young, but I'd say my songwriting actually, I began that. I was 36 and I was a hospice social worker, and I had a young woman who was dying from cancer my age. And when I left there, you know, just pulled off the side of the road in tears, and the first song was born. It was like, you know, that pain had to come out of me in some form, and the expression was through music, because music had always been such a part of my life. So I began, you know, writing. I won't tell you what the year that is because you'll do the math. See, she was 36, wrote her first song, and just wrote his first song. You know, I waited till I was 36.
So. We'll bleep that part of the show out. Don't worry about it. You talked a little bit about your influences, but if you could jam with someone dead or alive, and you could both pick one person or band, who would it be?
Only one?
Yep, only one.
Yeah, I kind of will pull out kind of an obscure thing. John Hiatt is a songwriter that I believe is one of the greatest songwriters that we've ever had. And he's just so interesting to me, and he's so clever, and he can write any genre. He can write about any subject. And so the songwriter in me would really like to sit down, and I don't know if we would jam necessarily, but I would sure like to bounce some things off of John Hiatt as far as, you know, songwriting. I just think he is absolutely tremendous.
Sure. Tell us what you guys got that's new. Anything new cooking, new CD, new music, anything you guys are working on?
Right now, we really haven't given it a thought. There's always songs. You know, you always think about songs and what's going to come next. And so there are songs, but right now I believe that the plan is just to take this album, Fugitive Heart, that we are so proud of, and try to get it to as many ears as possible. We just feel so strongly. We've been, you know, very, very blessed that there hasn't been one single song on there that seems to jump out above the rest. Everybody that reviews the record is talking about all of the songs, and that is just very gratifying to us as songwriters and performers. So we do look forward to everything getting back to normal. And once everything gets back to normal with performing and things like that, I think we might have a better idea of what's next.
Our fans have been very faithful, and so, of course, we want to reward them with new content. So what we're working on with right now are pulling from the album and some, you know, upcoming and new videos having to do with the album. So we hope to have something out for Your True You, actually, and something else before the end of the year.
Yes, our plan is to really, really continue to push, you know, push this album through the end of the year, you know, at least. And then we'll see where we go from there.
Okay, wonderful. You talked a little bit about, you know, obviously COVID and everything that's affected. Do you guys do any virtual streaming or anything with your fans? What do you guys do to keep in touch?
Quite a bit, actually. Yeah, we've been blessed by our local community. I mean, we're surrounded by some youngsters who just say yes to anything and everything. Some local studios that we work with want to say, you know, thank you to Big Red Dog Productions, Cliff and Susan Krause. And, you know, during all of this, they just kept forging forward and opening new doors and finding new ways to share. And so they've helped us keep. We have a songwriter showcase every month, you know, before all this that we used to do in person. And now we do it virtually to the studio. And this month we're actually going to do it at Prost, give the audience just a little bit different backdrop each month to keep them, you know, keep it interesting. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, as often as possible, we go live streaming and have been able to do that in some pretty interesting locations, the Historic Arkansas Museum. And
yeah, it's kind of funny, Sam, because we're not youngsters ourselves. So the
dude, she's going to smack you. Be careful.
Yeah. So the technology, you know, you have to surround yourself with people that know what this new musical distribution landscape looks like. And we've been blessed to be able to do that so far.
If you could give some advice to somebody just starting in the industry, what would it be?
Be yourselves. I'm speaking more from the songwriting standpoint. You know, it's like, you know, you're going to be told that this is the way to do things and this is the way to do things. But creativity that comes from the heart and comes from your given talent is something that is unique, and don't ever change that.
Well, that shines through in the music. Yeah, if you're not true to yourself, it's funny, I keep coming back to Your True You. I think we're going to hear that tonight. Yeah, if you're not true to yourself, the audience knows. I mean, you can sense that in an artist if they're not really invested in their music and singing from their hearts, their souls, their life's experience. You know, a lot of my music starts in my journal. It might be a poem first, and then it finds the music, but it comes from life experience. And
yeah, just be yourself.
And the other thing I would probably suggest for someone just starting out is it is so important to just stay, as in life, not too attached. Don't be attached too firmly to any one idea or you really get in trouble, because you've got to be able to change. And because the music business is obviously always changing. There's new ways of doing it, new ways of marketing, new ways of getting your music out there. And, you know, if you think there's only one way to do it, you kind of get stuck. So it's important to stay fluid.
You're right. So be yourself, but be ready to change. There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
That's you hit it on. You know what? That sounds like a song. So I think you guys should get on that.
Okay.
Tell us about this song we're going to hear. We have about 3 minutes here. What do you want us to know about it? What inspired it?
Well, so Your True You, I started writing a number of years ago. I had a friend who was in pain, and I kept trying to write her a happy song. And she's like, no, just reflect my life right now. I'm on that journey, that proverbial journey we all take when we're trying to find, I don't know, find ourselves or find our true path in life. And it was a ballad when I first got started, and we brought it to Anthony Crawford, and he recognized there's just, I think he's a prophet, and he just knew what was coming in some ways, and he knew that the world would need some happy, upbeat music. And we sped up the tempo of it. You know, some of what came out of me and came into the song wasn't even there originally, like the mm-mms you'll hear, you know, from that kind of sad, slow ballad to an upbeat, happy song. So I'm grateful for what came of it.
Yeah, it's a very, very, it's a very kind of a bouncy little number. And it just has seemed to resonate with everybody that, you know, that kind of hears it. And that's obviously worldwide. And so Laura wrote the song, and the message that she wrote for the song is timeless and it is universal. And but we do have to give Anthony Crawford credit for taking that music and just matching it up perfectly. And, you know, we just ended up with a tremendous product, I think.
And it was number one, if you don't already know that, number one in South Africa a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
On the iTunes country sales chart. So that was pretty exciting.
How did you guys know? Did you guys target South Africa or did that just happen?
Well, it was through our promoter, which we have to give a shout out to Michael Stover. He is a great guy. And we don't know exactly what all went on, but I do know that he must have targeted it, and it just turned out really well.
MTS Management, and yeah, thank you so much, Michael. He's a hard worker, and he's really, it's hard to promote on your own. We've been working hard for years and years, and it's made a difference to have someone like him to kind of open some doors for us.
Okay. Anything else you want us to know about this song before we check it out?
Just enjoy.
Yes, please. Find yourself in it and have fun with it. I have fun singing it now.
Okay.
Do, I think.
All right, awesome. All right, let's check it out and then we'll come back and talk, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go, everyone. Check this out.
To you. Mm-hmm. go to you.
Well, that was a really cool song.
Thank you.
Anyone else help you in your music to create it? Any contributing members?
Well, you know, we've talked about our producer, Anthony Crawford. He's also a veteran of the world stage because he's a unbelievable multi-instrumentalist. So he not only produced the record, but he was able to play a lot of the instruments that you hear on it. And then, of course, we also had the services of a tremendous guitar player.
Yeah, our guitar player, Buddy Case, you know, when Justin and I released our debut album in 2017, we were a sweetheart duo. And I mean, we're still sweethearts, but we've added another dynamic. And Buddy Case just really brings just an amazing presence. He's won some awards with Guitar Player. He's Guitarist of the Year, nominated for Arkansas Country Music Awards last year, and just an amazing person that brings that to the music. We've had our first co-write we hope to release next year.
Yeah, and Sam, our debut album in 2017 was nominated for Album of the Year for the Arkansas Country Music Awards, and we were very gratified that it was so well received. But it was a little bit different album than this new one, Fugitive Heart. It was a little bit more laid back, a little bit more folk influence. And Laura just mentioned the contributions that Buddy Case makes. And his guitar playing really gives this new album a little bit more of an upbeat country blues flavor in places. And that's something that has seemed to have gone over real well.
Okay. When you look at the landscape of music now, is there something you guys are trying to pivot or something you're trying to do differently to say 6 months or a year from now that you didn't plan on previously?
I think we've kind of touched on it a little bit, and that is just, you know, the landscape of how you get your music out there has changed so much and continues to change. So, you know.
Yeah, if you're speaking to platforms, it's like, you know, Facebook only reaches so many, Instagram, Twitter. I'm finding out about Twitch. You know, you can expect to find us on some new platforms where we can reach a global audience. And not just, you know, our faithful fans that have known us for years. That's one thing that'll be different. We touched on Buddy Case. He's an amazing songwriter and vocalist. I think you can expect to hear some more of that in the future of Ten Penny Gypsy, like our co-written song, River and Me, will hopefully be something we release in 2021.
Okay. Do you guys, when you're looking at the album that you guys created, can you tell us a little bit more about the album process?
Well, you know, I mentioned that our first album was very well received, and, you know, I kind of knew that we had another good batch of songs to follow up with, and that's what's turned out to be Fugitive Heart. And so, yeah, we basically just kind of took it as a whole down to Anthony Crawford at Admiral Bean Studio in Locksley, Alabama, and he knew the songs were good. The first thing he said is, I think we need a little bit more up-tempo album this time around. And so I think that was the goal of it. And he didn't really change a whole lot of things. He did change the tempo on some things, but it was just a tremendous, tremendous experience, like it always is when you're working with somebody who's as knowledgeable as he is. And
a good producer pushes you. So one of the first things he said when I walked through the studio this time was, I'm going to push you around, Laura. And so he brought out of me some new things, some new depths that, you know, maybe weren't in the first album that was fun to discover.
Yeah, he didn't physically push her around, Sam. He just,
Otherwise, he would have defended your honor, right? He would have gone all Karate Kid on the guy.
Yeah.
Sensitive artist pushes around and, you know, it's that evoke that emotion and get something new out of them. But speak to kind of the theme, you know, it was a surprise to us because we had written the songs, you know, it was a surprise how well it fit for this time.
Yeah. Our plan was to release Fugitive Heart on April the 1st. And so, you know, the songs were already in the can, and then we all know what happened. And so we had this album, Fugitive Heart. And if you've seen the album cover, it's a picture of Laura and I sitting on a park bench, and we're on opposite ends of the park bench. And it immediately looked like social distancing. And that was just amazing to us. We delayed the release until July, and that's when it was the middle of the pandemic. And we realized not only did we have a social distancing album cover, but we also had a collection of songs whose theme was basically separations and the uncertainties that come with separation. And so we didn't write it for the pandemic, but we released it in the pandemic. And I can't help but think that that theme is just so relatable right now. Everybody is dealing with distance, separation, and things like that. So that was a very peculiar turn of events for us.
If you guys could tell me, each of you separately, if you guys had a hidden superpower, what would it be?
A hidden superpower. I've never met a stranger. And so I just, gypsy fits for me. I'm just kind of this gypsy, if I may use the word priestess, whatever that means to anybody listening. It's like, I love, you know, there's just something about my personality where I just, you feel, I think just a warm embrace when you meet me, you feel like we've known each other for a long time. And there's just this commonality that we discover. So it's just this, I don't know, compassion or love or the ability to connect with just about anybody and draw them into my web. No, it's not really a web, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm the complete opposite. I would be, I would be super pragmatic man.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, pragmatism is extremely boring.
You put that together with my spontaneity and somehow they balance each other out.
Yeah. But just call me super pragmatic man.
Well, that's something you don't hear every day.
No.
A super pragmatic man comes out a lot.
I don't know about prudent, but it sure feels good.
Yeah. So any other shout outs you guys want to give as we wind down here on the show?
Again, just thank you to our fans for staying so faithful during all of this and continuing to support us. You know, I think a lot of people are a little bit at a loss of how to support artists right now. You know, Buddy Case does it full time. You know, so many people that we work with, you know, that's the way they make their living. So a safe way to financially support artists right now is to, you know, buy their merchandise. We obviously have hard copy albums and it's a story from start to finish when you listen to it. We love autographing it, sending it out. We have t-shirts and ball caps. We have a YouTube channel you can subscribe to. The more subscribers we get, you know, there's income behind that. Find us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and, you know, like us. We like you.
Yeah. I'd like to send it out to Michael Stover again. You know, he's a fantastic, he's been a fantastic fan of ours, and his ability to help us get this great album out to more ears has just really been a great experience for us.
And of course we have a website, so go to 10pennygypsy.com and you can follow our calendar and find out where you can catch us virtually. We're finally going to do a patio show on Saturday. We've been putting that off for 8 months, and we're going to be able to do that, I believe, safely with a lot of distance out in the sunshine. And so otherwise you'll find us just online.
Yeah. And you can also, you know, get our 10 Penny Gypsy merchandise there. You can also read these very insightful reviews that have been coming out about the record Fugitive Heart. So 10pennygypsy.com is the place to go.
Do you guys have a place on your website where people can buy this autographed merch and they can, you know, stream your music and buy it and stuff like that?
Yes, we have a store that you can go to on the website and order from there.
Okay, perfect. All right, I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. It's always fun to talk about the music.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. We've enjoyed it.
You're very welcome. All right, guys, have a great night. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Thank you so much for spending some time with me here on The Songwriter Show. If you know anyone out there who'd like to be on The Songwriter Show, please just reach out to me via social media or email. Thank you again for listening. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter. Tonight, of course, Christmas is right around the corner, so I'm going to leave you with one of my original Christmas songs called It's Christmas Time. This cool Christmas song highlights what kids and families are yearning and waiting for all year long. Yep, it's Christmas time. The snow is falling softly outside, and this truly is the most treasured time of the year. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Christmas coming up, and I'll see you again soon.
I think
it's Christmas time
again. Once again, it's snowing outside. I look out my window with cheer. I'm filled with such a sense of pride. This is my favorite time of the year. Once again, I feel so peaceful. Memories as a child flood my mind. Food I've eaten makes my belly full. I'm having such a good time. It's that time of the year. The air is clean and pure and clear. The good times are here, 'cause Santa makes me so full of cheer. It's Christmas time. Outside, out in the cold, I look up to the sky. Yet I'm feeling cozy tonight. Such a feeling I can't deny. As the night takes over the skyline, the scene is such a treasured sight. And I'm happy for all that is mine. Once again, everything feels fine. It's that time of the year. The air is clean and pure and clear. The good times are here, 'cause Santa makes me so full of cheer. It's that time of the year. The air is clean and pure and clear. Good times are here, 'cause Santa makes me so full of cheer. Do you hear that? The kids are happy, and the angels are singing. Clean and pure and clear. The good times are here, 'cause Santa makes me so full of cheer. It's Christmas time. Yep, it's still Christmas time. Still Christmas time.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.